But let's come back to our theme, our weekend, the theme of this weekend, the alchemy of happiness. Yesterday, I quoted that verse, verse 10 from the first section, which goes, having taken this impure form, the bodhicitta transforms it into the priceless form of the Buddha. So, hold fast to this precious gold-making quicksilver elixir known as the bodhicitta, which must be thoroughly worked. So I said that what we would be doing, we'd be looking at the way in which the bodhicitta, the quicksilver elixir, works on us, works to transform our ordinary human experience, our ordinary human form, into the priceless form of the Buddha. And it's with our ordinary human experience, as I said last night, that we have to begin with. We have to start with ourselves as we are and life as it is. You can't work any kind of transformation by pretending that things are other than they are. We have to deal immediately with our actual situation and circumstances. You know, looking around this weekend, as one does, I noticed that we're all very different people from all kinds of situations and backgrounds. I've talked to a few people already this weekend, you know, just a handful of people, and each one, you know, is from such a different background, such a different person, different ages, different circumstances, different life experiences. But if we were to boil everything down, as it were, if we were to strip everything back, what is our situation? What do we know? What can we know? Well, what we can know for sure, what we can all know for sure without any argument or debate, is that all life ends in death. We can be completely sure about that, that all of us here will one day die. That we can be sure of. We can also be sure that that death can come at any time, at any moment. Integral to our experience of life is the fact, the bald fact, of its ending. Nobody has actually cheated death as far as we know. Death will happen. Our life will end. And somewhere, on some level or other, we know that. We know that. We sense it. We rarely want to look it in the face. We rarely want to do that. We rarely want to take it on. But on some level, the fact of death, of our death, is having a seismic effect upon us. Perhaps the main effect of death, when you actually start to, you know, take it on board, perhaps is the whole issue of meaning. What is the point of it all if life ends in death? If everything passes, if everything changes, if everything ends, then what? What is living for? Now, the themes of death and impermanence and death, pervade Shantideva's Bodhicharyavatara. I think that's why it can be a very, very uncomfortable text. In whatever section you read, you're never very far away from some kind of reflection on death and impermanence. He keeps coming back to it, keeps referring to it.